This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. The militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. Hundreds of workers fled businesses in northern Haiti Wednesday after demonstrations near the hometown of assassinated President Jovenel Moise grew violent ahead of his funeral on Friday. These were the first violent demonstrations since he was shot to death at his private home. They came a day after Ariel Henry was sworn in as the country's new prime minister, pledging to form a provisional consensus government and to restore order and security. The capital remained peaceful in contrast with the community in northern Haiti. Authorities have said at least 26 suspects have been detained as part of the investigation into the assassination, including 18 former Colombian soldiers and 3 Haitian police officers. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered several days of heavy rains.